Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you once again for tuning in this weekend with me. Hey, let's talk about sex. More specifically, let's talk about the male libido. If you could read the dozens of applications we get for coaching consultations every single month, they always go like this. 99% of them. I want to feel more confident in my marriage. I want to stop walking on eggshells. I want to feel more respect and affection and appreciation with my wife. I want her to see me as the man that she used to see me as when we first met. And I want more sex. Now, they always say that at the end because they don't want to start with it. But every single application for coaching has in it, I want more sex. And once we get on the phone calls with guys, we find out they're just like the rest of us. If they thought that they were having sex, all the other stuff they think would not be an issue. Respect and appreciation, attention, affection, all that stuff. What they really think is that if I could just have more sex, then everything would be okay. And this video is about why that's not true and why that is exactly what is screwing up your life right now. I'm 59 years old. So if you're 24 or 34 or 44 years old and you're still waking up every day with that blue throbbing vein of urgency to have sex, let me tell you, it doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any easier. So this tells you that you're going to have to learn to pace yourself, and you're going to have to learn to think about that libido, that rush of blood and the engorgement and the heat and the passion. And yes, I'm getting crazy right now, but we all know what it's like and none of us talk about it. And the thing that's frustrating, we think the solution is to get her to say yes to having sex, and that becomes the one and only priority we have. And when that becomes the one and only priority that you have in your mind to get the relief from that drive, you're losing out on all kinds of other stuff. Now, what kinds of other stuff? Sexual energy is not just reproductive energy. Sexual energy is erotic in the sense that it's surprising, it's creative, it's inventive, it's productive, it's unpredictable, it's goofy, it's fun. Erotic energy is humor and telling jokes, it's dancing, it's doing something unexpected for a change, it's creative, it's doing something you've never done before because you just want to. Now, as a 59-year-old, I confess that I have all the same drive that you do, even if you're 24, 34, or 44. One thing I did, you know, the she shed project, the he shed, she shed project, I started doing. I said I wanted to put rough sawn wood on the wall. Then I decided, you know, it was one of those days I was all amped up. Let's not just do rough sawn wood. Let's do rough sawn wood in different colors. So we bought these different stains. And so I just started slapping reds and greens and browns up on the wall. And now I have a feature wall. And the she shed part of this, she wanted to pick this old barn wood that we're gonna refinish. Anyway, so this is creative energy. This is inventive energy. It's get her done energy. It's productive energy. So when you're feeling that rush, if we could only have sex and everything would be okay, I'm telling you, you're missing out on getting a lot of other cool stuff done. I'm talking about just a goofy interaction, a playful dance in the kitchen, rolling on the floor with the kids and the dog, or taking on a project, doing something you've never done just to see if you can do it. That is all sexual energy. And if you're 24, 34, or 44, and you have decades of sexual energy in front of you, slow down. Make sure that you're using it for good things other than sitting around wondering when the next time is you're going to have sex. We all know what that's like, and I'll say it again, that is exactly what sabotages men from having the kind of intimacy they want. You have to explore all types of intimacy and make sure that that libido of yours is being used creatively in many different ways. So how are you going to use yours this weekend? Make a comment to this video and let us know what you're going to do this weekend with that energy that's different than asking for sex. I hope that makes sense to you, brother. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.